We've just got back to the compound where we used to live after a really interesting trip out along the Kasama Road from Impeka. We met with health centre staff there, got lots of information on health posts and how far away they are. Met an incredibly dedicated doctor, the Reverend Samuel somebody, I've got it written down, who was incredibly helpful and had a whole line of women waiting with their children for one thing or another. But he did take 20 minutes out to speak with us, which was really good. And then on the way back, we stopped at two retailers, small shopkeepers on the side of the road, and tested the aid pod idea on them. That was really good as well. We got lots of information about how much they paid for their Coca-Cola, how much they sold it for, and how often they brought Coca-Cola to their shops. And just general feedback on the idea. Before all of that, we went to meet with Nachi Konda, who's the doctor here in Impeka. She's been our contact for this trip. So we had a quick discussion with her before setting off. In fact, she suggested that we went to this particular health centre and gave us somebody to go with us. And then we had a message last night that the district commissioner wanted to see us. So we went up there to speak with Malama Sokoti, who is the district commissioner. They used to be called district governor when I was here, but he's now district commissioner. It's his first public sector post, which is interesting, and he comes from a private sector marketing background, and he had lots to say about the viability of distributing medicines using Coca-Cola, and you know where it might have the biggest impact. For example, despite what we perceive, Coca-Cola might not get out to the really remote villages. It's really good along the line of rail, along the road, but there's a question mark about how deep it goes into the countryside each side. But that still makes the Cola Life idea viable, because even along the main road you can be 15 miles, 30 kilometres from a health point. So it would be good to test whether mothers or carers would go to a local shop to buy a diarrhoea treatment kit rather than spend an hour on a bicycle or 4 hours walking one way to get to the health point to then wait in line for free ORS. We knew before we came that ORS knowledge in Zambia is very high, and that, you know, it's more often than not available from health points and clinics. But it would have a big impact if it was available through your local shop as well, we think. Anyway, that's what we're going to do the pilot about. I'm now going to sit down and try and write down all the stuff we've learnt this morning before I lose it goes out of my head. And we'll be posting these blogs and podcasts when we get back to Lusaka tomorrow evening.